Good morning, this is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. US President Donald Trump threatens to decimate Iran in one night if Tehran fails to make a deal before deadline to reopen Strait of Hormuz. Bangladesh Foreign Minister Khalilur Rahman arriving in New Delhi today, marking first visit after formation of BNP-led government. NASA's Artemis II moon mission becomes the farthest human spaceflight from Earth, breaking the 56-year-old record of Apollo 13. And Indian shooters set to begin their campaign at ISSF Rifle and Pistol World Cup events at Granada in Spain today. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a stark warning, saying the United States could decimate Iran in a single night if Tehran fails to reach a deal and the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial global energy route, is not reopened before the deadline. President Trump has set a deadline of 5:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time tomorrow for reaching an acceptable deal that ensures the free flow of energy through the Gulf. Speaking at a press conference at the White House, President Trump said the U.S. could target Iran's energy and transport infrastructure if the strait remains closed. He warned that Iranian systems could be destroyed swiftly if no deal is reached, while noting that some Iranian leaders appear to be negotiating in good faith, though the situation remains uncertain.
I gave them an extension. They asked for an extension of 7 days, right? I said, Steve, give them 10 days. 10 days is up actually today, so I gave them 11, I guess, indirectly. I thought it was inappropriate the day after Easter. Now, we'll see what happens. I can tell you they're negotiating, we think, in good faith. We're going to find out. We're getting the help of some incredible countries that want this to be ended because it affects them also. A lot of people are affected by this.
Meanwhile, Iran has rejected U.S. proposals for a ceasefire, demanding an end to hostilities, reconstruction assistance, and the removal of sanctions. President Trump also criticized Pacific allies, particularly NATO countries, for not supporting U.S. military efforts in the region. He expressed frustration that many allies declined to assist in reopening the Strait of Hormuz, which is vital to the global oil supply, despite U.S. support for them in the past. The press conference was held alongside the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Kane, and U.S. Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, just days after U.S. forces successfully recovered two crew members of an F-15 fighter jet downed in southern Iran. Saudi Arabia has said it intercepted and destroyed 7 ballistic missiles launched towards its eastern region in the wee hours today, with debris being reported near energy facilities. The Saudi Defense Ministry said assessments were underway to determine any damage. Missiles and drones were launched towards Saudi Arabia, triggering a major fire in Al Jubail, the country's largest industrial hub and one of the world's biggest petrochemical centers. More from our correspondent.
Tensions across West Asia are rising further following a series of strikes targeting energy infrastructure. Israel carried out attacks on Iran's South Pass gas field in Asulia, the country's largest gas facility, in one of the most significant strikes on Iran's energy so far. The development has raised fears of retaliation and possible disruption to global energy supplies. The missile interceptions in Saudi Arabia, along with the fire at Al Jubail and strikes on Iran's energy facilities, highlight growing risks to critical infrastructure across West Asia and raise concerns about wider regional instability. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that Washington could launch strikes on key Iranian infrastructure, including bridges and electricity generation plants, if Tehran does not end its blockade of the Strait of Hormuz and agree to a deal. Donald Trump has set a deadline of April 7th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, increasing pressure as the countdown continues. Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
Bangladesh Foreign Minister Khalilur Rahman is arriving in New Delhi today on a 3-day visit aimed at strengthening ties between the two countries. During his visit, Mr. Rahman will hold talks with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. He is also expected to meet National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri. This marks the first visit to New Delhi by a Bangladeshi minister since the BNP-led government took office in February. Media reports said key issues expected in the talks include resuming visa services for Bangladeshi nationals, energy cooperation, border management, river water sharing, and trade facilitation. During his visit, Mr. Rahman will be accompanied by Humayun Kabir, Foreign Affairs Advisor to Bangladesh Prime Minister Tariq Rahman. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore met with FBI Director Kash Patel in Washington to discuss U.S.-India cooperation against threats like cybercrime, drug trafficking, and illegal networks. In a social media post, Mr. Gore said both countries are strongly aligned on security and praised FBI Director's work, noting increases in arrests and drops in crimes. During his visit to Washington, U.S. Ambassador to India also met Vice President J.D. Vance to talk about strengthening India-U.S. relations. He said the White House is highly focused on the region under President Donald Trump. Gore also met President Trump last week and said he values ties with India. In an interview to a magazine, U.S. Ambassador said President Trump considers Prime Minister Narendra Modi a true friend, and their genuine relationship strengthens the bond between both nations. In a social media post, U.S. Envoy in India emphasized his goal of making the U.S.-India partnership a key global relationship, with cooperation in areas like defense, energy, technology, and infrastructure benefiting both countries. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you top international news and updates from around the globe. NASA's Artemis II mission, which is traveling around the far side of the moon, has set a new record for the farthest distance humans have traveled from Earth. A report.
The Orion spacecraft carrying four astronauts reached about 252,752 miles from Earth during a flyby of the moon's far side, surpassing the Apollo 13 record of 248,655 miles set in 1970. The milestone was achieved yesterday at 11:27 p.m. Indian Standard Time. American space agency NASA, in a social media post, said the crew is now on a seven-hour lunar flyby, observing the moon's far side and studying features like Rhino Gamma and the Glushko crater. Astronauts are working in shifts and have noticed new shades of brown and blue on the moon's surface, offering clues about its history. The Artemis II mission is a key step in NASA's plan to return humans to the moon and prepare for future deep space exploration. Shagun Chopra for World News.
The World Health Organization, WHO, has paused medical evacuations from war-torn Gaza Strip after a worker hired by the UN agency was killed in a security incident. In a statement, WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus announced that following the incident, the organization has suspended medical evacuation of patients from Gaza until further notice. World Health Day is being celebrated across the globe today to raise awareness about good health practices. The theme this year is Together for Health, Stand with Science. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed gratitude to all those who dedicated themselves tirelessly to the service of others and work towards a healthier planet. Indian shooters are set to begin their campaign at the ISSF Rifle and Pistol World Cup with mixed team events in 10-meter air rifle and 10-meter air pistol competitions at Granada in Spain today. In the pistol event, Palak Gulia will pair with Mukesh Nelavelli, while Sainyam will team up with Ujwal Malik. They will face tough competition from top international shooters, especially strong teams from China, including world champions Hu Kai and Hao Hin. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump threatens to decimate Iran in one night if Tehran fails to make a deal before deadline to reopen Strait of Hormuz. Bangladesh Foreign Minister Khalilur Rahman arriving in New Delhi today, marking first visit after formation of BNP-led government. NASA's Artemis II moon mission becomes the farthest human space flight from Earth, breaking the 56-year-old record of Apollo 13. And Indian shooters set to begin their campaign at the ISSF Rifle and Pistol World Cup events at Granada in Spain today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.